Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How You Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons, and this is the podcast you all love. So actually, I am playing on my Oculus. I'm playing, well, actually, well, I'm launching it. But I am launching Gorilla Tag right now. I'm just gonna get all some likes and tips and tricks on how to do the like how to play the game. Let me just make sure that my microphone is, yep, it's good. I'm just gonna click it on like and do it like there you go. Okay. So anyway, we're playing Gorilla Tag. I don't want to talk to y'all about it. So basically there's several maps. I'm actually gonna walk around and make sure I don't miss any. But we have forests. We also have canyons, and canyons got an update of almost a year ago. And canyons is probably my most favorite because it has the new update included ropes. There's only three people in here. There's no way. Most people you can have is 10, and only that canyons is like really popular, so it's so weird how there's only like 10 or 3 people out of 10 people. You can play with friends, you just have to join a code. So, actually, there has to be 4 people to be infection. Actually, here, I'll go and just talk about the game modes right now. So, you go and go over to where. Think someone. Did someone just leave? Oh, someone came, so now it's infection. It's 4 people. More or more people came, and then it will turn into infection. But there are a few game modes I want to talk to y'all about. Okay. So let me just make sure I'm still recording. So let me just get on my phone, make sure I am. Yeah, I think I am. Yep, I am still recording. Good. I'm recording on the little microphone, so little warning. So we have casual. We have infection. Casual just means you're just playing around like little monkeys. Or gorillas. Infection is where it makes sense. You're a lava monkey, and basically you have to tag everybody, or like whoever you tag has to tag them, and then hunt. I think I can't remember hunt, but let me actually go on a map, go on a hunt match real quick. So you are dead. You are dead. Tag others to slow them. Oh, so you can tag others to slow them down. So I guess I just tag any person. Oh, so it's like the people who are not. Usually it's like a. Let's go to them. So I guess you just hunt for the person. I think it like tells them like their your username. Okay, it says Wayne start. Let's see who. Game starting in 5, 4, 3. You have that, like this little watch kind of thing on your hand. Target. TTP IG fan. It tells you how many meters are, they are. So they're kind of close to me. Right now they are 20 meters. Wait, is this him? Oh, I got tagged, so I guess someone found me. I want to turn on, night mode because the Oculus is getting low. Let me tell you some tips. So basically you want to get as fast as you can. So you want to move parallel to the ground. And once I become like a YouTuber, well I'm a Twitch streamer. Once I'm able to like talk on it, I'll do some tutorials and all that on how to do it. Now this is the thing, I've been playing for like a year. I've been playing this since the game was called, it was an app lab. An app lab basically, app lab. So app lab basically means that we, it's a game that, it's basically beta. So app lab basically means beta. So basically, and then they have an official launch. And the guy is only 5 feet, okay. So he's red. So it tells you, like, what he's wearing. Oh, found him. Found him. Found him. their username, and then it tells them what color they are. Come on. No! I just got tagged. Dang it. It is kind of fun. But my color code is 102. Basically, what a color code, and color code basically means, a color code basically means, what's it called? I'm sorry, cannot. A color code basically means, it's basically where the color that you want. Like, so basically here, I'll go up to the computer, and the computer's where automatically, that's where you join a code or any of that kind of stuff. So let me just go ahead and just turn on infection here. And I'll let me do paintball. So paintball, so at the computer, you go use the arrows and you go down to color. And my color code is 102. So red is 1, green is 0, and then blue is 2. So it's like this, like, almost purplish, like very dark purple, like also like super dark, like navy. It's got a cool color. So let's go into paintball. I'm gonna go and leave this lobby. So let's go and go to paintball. I think it's where like you got like a bow and arrow and you have to shoot like the balloons. I think is what I remember. Oh, the firework consummate. I don't. When I started playing Gorilla Tag, I actually. Okay, there's balloons. We're holding balloons. I don't have. Do I have any balloons? I have a balloon, but I don't have my bow and arrow. Oh, shoot, you just popped a balloon. I have not played, like, paintball in a while. Or no, it's paintball, I think. I don't. Yeah. And also, so first, I want to go into a lobby. I'm just going to enter a random code and go to a private lobby, just me. And also, you go into a private lobby, if you're the color red, then that means, no, like I said, so I'm just going to type in random letters. It's like an actual computer that you're at. You actually type on it and all that, so. I just did the code TDCBDTDTCG. Oh, shoot, I get paint brawl. I need infection. Let me click option 1 and then. Option 1 is actually where you can leave the lobby. It's on the right side of the keyboard. Okay. So red, so I get a little bit of a boost. So where do you spawn is actually when you're at the computer, you're like in the very back across from the computer. If you look to your left, that's actually going to be the shop. So once you get to the shop, so actually to your right, that's actually a whole other map. That map is called Clouds, and it basically has like low gravity. I think that's probably my least favorite map. So then you just are surrounded with a whole bunch of buildings now. But to the very right, that big building, that's the main shop. Actually, you do get 100 shiny rocks every day as long as you log on. So I'm at 2,500, and I get 100 more in 19 hours and 40 minutes. So, it's going to go up. And, yes, this game does get really, really tiring because you're actually using your arms to move. So you can get, like, very, very sweaty. So, like, right now I'm, like, super, super fast. So there's actually a whole bunch of cosmetics going on. So you actually go behind. So once you walk in, you see all those buildings. You go to the left, and you jump over that building. You'll see a door, and you see your little hand thing that you scan. You scan it, and then you walk in. And this map is called Basement, but it's a very small map, and you don't play tag or anything, unless you're in, like, a private lobby. Usually it's just casual. So yeah, she had an update called, I think it's themed for like science. So basically you get in this tube and it's like a whole other tag area. But This is the thing here, small. So now you're just yeah, it's just like it's actually when other people are not in here, you're actually tinier than them, and then the monkeys are big to you whenever they're outside. So when they're outside, you'll be small to them, and they'll be small to you unless they come into this tunnel with you. Actually, this was themed as actually it was actually I think it was called a it's basically had a thing where you were a monkey. There were like monkeys you had to escape, and if you escaped, you got the chest and you got like a free reward. And it's a badge. I'm gonna tell you all the stuff you can do. So, actually, next is mountains. So, if you go to the right from the door, you should see this like mountain LED like light symbol on the top. Then there's a tunnel, you just go in that tunnel, and there you are. So you're now in snow map. I really like the map. Because you actually, right as you walk in, there's like this little like ice slide. I just go down. And right as you see the last thing, you just hit it. And you just go like flying up on that little bridge. Ice or snow bridge that you may see. Pretty cool. And also there's a slide. And there's two stories in the slide. And they end in two different ways, depends on which way you go. Okay. I'm not gonna go in the clouds because it's not fun. No, actually, if you're about to get grilled, it's like you're lucky because there's a brand new map that just came out a few days ago. Well, I'm not gonna do that just yet. So, actually, if you go across from mountains, you see this little gray tunnel. And there's a sign. It says, make it to the end of this obstacle course to unlock the competitive cues. Basically, that means it's a little bit harder, or like more like try hard people. I'm just gonna claim that. So, you walk in, as soon as you walk in, you'll see it's like a super hard obstacle, right? This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna go on top of these houses, and you're gonna go right under this like wall that's hanging from the ceiling. With your left hand, you're gonna hit, and right, I'm right handed, so. So your left hand, then good for you. So all you do, you're just gonna hit yourself up. And then, you have to kind of like go from side to side with your hands. And then, you have to, this would be a good amount of tries. So all you're gonna do, is just kind of, you'll just have to kind of go with it. Oh no! I didn't make it, but anyway. You can press a button, you unlock competitive queue, and I'll tell you how to claim, ooh. You press the button, I'll tell you how to actually join a competitive queue later. But right here, you should see a little sign that says danger, unstable tunnel, the destination may change without warning. So actually, you're going to go down this tunnel. And then you should eventually fall down. You should keep going through that tunnel. And once you go through the tunnel, you're going to in the brand new map called Swamp. People refer to this as Shrek Swamp because actually you go to this little house, you'll find it. It looks just like Shrek. I actually saw a YouTube short about a guy saying there might be like a Shrek collab coming. It's rumors, so it's like not even real, but it could. You never know. It's just rumors, of course. Everybody knows what rumors are. But like the lily pads, like the frog things where people where frogs jump on. They're so fun because, like, you, like, bounce even higher. There's, like, things you can swing on and climb on. See, like, I'm going, like, to the high tree. Just from hitting that lily pad. And then, you can just go and climb up this tree. I can't really do that. But this is the cool thing about the map. You can actually climb on the outer edges of the map. You go like super high. It's so cool. Right now I'm on the outer edge of the map. There's like little mountains that are in. You can actually climb on those. And now you just run and then make sure the kids don't get you. I think it's pretty cool. Yeah. There's a zip line in here too. There's actually multiple zip lines. So can I make it to the entrance on this lily pad? It's the bigger the lily pad, the further you can jump or go. All right, 3, 2, 1. Oh my. I mean, like, right. Oh my. So I forgot where's the place. Oh yeah. I actually did not make it to the entrance. So, like, you just go up. So, next to the computer, every map will have a scoreboard, not a scoreboard, a board. You can change the game mode. They'll have a computer, and then a place where you can change your cosmetics. Now, I want to tell you the cosmetics real quick. So, they have hats, which, of course, you all know what that is. Face, basically, like glasses or something like that. Badges, basically, you can just wear on your chest or where your heart is. And the holdables, you can actually hold them. I have a firework one, which is really cool. So you just go walk up on this thing, and you go to the right. And then you just hit yourself, and then it should send you up. Okay, and then just go out the window, and you're out. Just go ahead, and no, don't worry, there are no horror modes in this. Sorry. Oh my god, it's going to scare me, I feel like. But anyway. So yeah, that's pretty much a lot about Gorilla Tag. I think it's really cool. Let me just make sure I'm still recording. Hang on. I think I am. I am. Yeah, I am. Alright. And you're wondering where you can get this game. You can get this game on MetaQuest, all the MetaQuests, or you can get it on. On Steam VR, but you have to pay $20 because I actually looked up why you have to pay for it. On Oculus, it's free for MetaQuest, but on Steam, you have to pay for it, and I want to tell you why. The reason is because we wanted to hack in the game, so they wanted to add a fee to play the game, so that way it's not so tempting to so that way it won't be worth to them to buy just to hack the game. So, canyons, I think I already talked about canyons, but it's just really cool. Like, I do a whole bunch of tricks, that's why I call canyons my home, because I love doing tricks in here, and yeah. There's two more maps that I want to show you. Actually, so you know that spawn point where you stand at the computer, you're going to want to go and stand right there. And you look to the left, right near where you change your cosmetics, there's this hole. You're going to go and go down. And this map is called Mines. And this actually got changed a little bit ago, close to a year ago. So the map got changed. So it looks completely different. You'll have to look up a video on like old mines versus new mines. Oh shoot, Oculus, not gonna we're gonna have to hurry up. And then let's go to beach. And then beach is the final map. So to get to beach, you actually have to go in the forest. And I'll tell you how to get there here. Hope my Oculus can die. Before I get there. So you go to forest, you're gonna go to the right. You're gonna keep going. And then you will find this little place. See like a little tunnel kind of thing. You step on this mountain thing and then you duck down. You're on these steps. And then there's a little, well, yeah, and then you just keep going, and there's a little zip line you ride against. And then you climb on this rope. Doesn't take me that long. No! Almost fell. I caught myself. No! Alright, I fell down about halfway. No! Dude, I think I'm doing it just too fast. I'm doing it too cocky, I think. All right, welcome to beach. This is filled with zip lines. That's probably gonna be the first thing you see. Oh no, my Oculus died. But yeah. Gonna go and plug this in. Man, it's a really cool map. It has a whole bunch of stuff that you can do. And also, like I said, you will get sweaty. Just a few of the tips that I'll probably say. You may, excuse me, sorry. You may. So, usually, because like I'm right-handed, so when I first started the game, I just started hitting the ground with my right hand. But really, once you get used to it, you're just gonna keep doing it with both of your hands and keep running with both of your hands. But yeah, it's really, really fun. That's really like the only game that's really the only game that I actually play on Oculus right at the moment because it's just so much fun and I love it. And there's also off-brand Gorilla Tag games. Like there's a Gorilla Tag game called Penguin Paradise, which I played it, but I don't really play it anymore. There's another one called Capuchin, which that one actually does have a horror mode. I heard it was pretty scary. I actually saw a video. Also, there's a few very, very famous Gorilla Tag players, and one of them is the one, the only Jamin Curly. You don't need to follow him, he's really cool. So yeah. Boys, I'm probably not gonna do a joke of the day because I just don't feel like it. And yeah. All right, boys, thank y'all so much for listening to This Is How We Press Buttons. And yeah, I'm so glad I just got to chill with y'all about Gorilla Tag. And yeah, we are one more episode away from getting to episode or the season 5 finale or the season 8 finale, sorry. Yeah, all right, boys, thank you all so much for listening. And this is how we press buttons. So, yeah, all right, peace out, Roskies.